Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday. We're live. We're doing it live, Dominic. We're doing it live, my friend.
Doing it well. Yeah, man, we're doing it live. Absolutely. Crudy, as you are aware, Donald Trump unfortunately had to cancel a Greensboro rally set for, what, this Friday? Because apparently he's got to show up and testify to a subpoena in New York on the same day. The American Freedom Tour, they said that they were selling tickets, number one, for up to $3,955.
How much? Wow,
almost $4,000.
To go to a Trump rally?
Tickets for the event were being sold for up to $3,955. I mean, that's more expensive than a Stones tour ticket, man. The organizers cited unforeseen circumstances for the rescheduling. Docket for a while, man. What are you talking about, unforeseen circumstances? Yeah, I guess unforeseen in the fact maybe you thought your Teflon Don Cheeto Jesus would get out of this one. He's not getting out of it. And he had to cancel. But hell, maybe Junior and Guilfoyle and Pirro will still show up and, you know, you'll get maybe a couple grand of your money back.
What about
Don't
Rudy?
Count on it.
They could always book Rudy.
Rudy?
He's a hot ticket, I hear.
Didn't Rudy? I saw that Rudy said he got stints put in after
Cameo.
The guy slapped him on the back and said, "What's up, scumbag?" He's claiming that he all of a sudden this is causing all sorts of medical problems.
He's got
for him.
Stints now.
Because. I mean, come, it's a freaking joke, man. This is what the Republican Party has come to. This is what they are.
Well, and it's all come to a head, Dom. Former President Donald Trump faces a particularly turbulent week. Yeah. Significant developments are expected in a number of investigations surrounding him, Trump, right? Over the next 7 days, criminal, civil, and congressional panels investigating incidents where Trump is implicated will all hear key testimonies as part of the ongoing proceedings. Newsweek, my source here, Dom. On Tuesday, the House Select Committee investigating the events of January 6, 2021, is set to stage its latest hearings on the events leading up to the Capitol riots. The committee's seventh live televised hearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh heaven, perhaps. We'll see. The committee's seventh live televised hearing is set to focus on connections between the Trump administration and far-right extremist groups, such as the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys.
And let's just pause for a moment. Again, what was the nexus of this? What was the tie-in? Right? Well, it was Mike Flynn and Roger Stone.
Be there. We'll be wild. Several leading members of the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers have been charged in connection with the January 6th riot, including those what have they been accused of, Dom? Seditious conspiracy.
Oh, that's right.
It is also believed that the testimony from former White House counsel Pat Cipollone will be played at tomorrow's hearing. That's new news.
Excellent.
A little Cipollone, that would be super great. Cipollone is said to have expressed fears to former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson that if Trump marched with his supporters to the Capitol on January 6th, that the administration was going to get charged with every crime imaginable. And I got a hell of an imagination, Dom. The lawyer also frequently pushed back on the former president's attempt to overthrow the government. I hope he did. I hope Saloni was doing his job. And
I
got to
tell you, I'm down with the voter suppression and everything, but the overthrow of the government—that's just a step too far.
Dom, I wonder if our newer friends hearing us for the first time in drive time, AM 950 Minneapolis, you could always be a part of this big show. 844-967-2789. They'll hear us at WCPT 820 AM in Chicago. And of course, they're listening on the Shaw 101 FM down in Waukesha, and here in Madison, I guess 580 AM WTTN. It's all going mostly.
Excellent.
And we'll go to the phone soon. But Cipollone set for closed door depositions Friday for 8 hours, Dom. That's my understanding.
Damn.
And also on Tuesday, a British filmmaker behind the three-part docuseries. A three-part docuseries, Unprecedented, is scheduled to testify to a grand jury in Georgia investigating if Trump and his inner circle committed a crime in their attempts to overturn the election results.
Wait, wasn't this guy already, he has turned over at least the video footage of this docuseries to the J6 committee as well.
Alex Holder is his name.
He's getting around.
And now he's giving testimony. And Discovery Plus? The big docuseries launched this weekend, Dom.
Oh, let me rephrase that. According to Newsweek here, Alex Holder was subpoenaed by prosecutors
in Georgia,
who asked for all video footage and other materials related to the docuseries entitled Unprecedented, which detailed the Trump family in the final few weeks of the 2020 presidential campaign, as well as the aftermath of the January 6th attack.
Now read the next sentence.
Holder's lawyer, Russell Smith, previously confirmed to the Associated Press that the filmmaker will appear before the special grand jury in Atlanta on July 12th. That's tomorrow. That investigation, led by Fulton County DA Fawny Willis, originally looked into Trump's phone call. Remember, Crudy? Fined 11,780 votes. Of course, Trump says it's perfect. The probe was also looking into what prosecutors call a multi-state coordinated plan by Trump's campaign to influence the results of the November 2020 election in Georgia and elsewhere.
Wisconsin's elsewhere.
Like Wisconsin, yeah. Maybe Pennsylvania. Maybe Michigan. And on Friday, as we mentioned, Trump and two of his adult children, Ivanka and Jr., will testify finally under oath as part of New York Attorney General's civil probe into alleged tax fraud carried out by the Trump Organization. Tish James.
That's going to feel like a long day for the Trumps.
It's got to be. The long-running probe is looking into allegations the family business exaggerated the value of assets in order to obtain better loans, tax breaks, and other financial benefits.
Massive tax fraud is really massive. What's being related there.
And now the thing about how long ago was it that Michael Cohen specifically testified to this? I mean, 2 years?
Way back in 17, man. Cohen was under the microscope, but above and beyond that, it was during the Kavanaugh hearings that the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalism was dropped at the New York Times, and the New York Times published what all of the hedges that Trump used, the Trump family used to effectively cook the books and try to pass massive amounts of wealth through without paying any sort of taxation whatsoever.
They did so
by overbooking themselves. Effectively, if something cost $1,000, they'd bill themselves $20,000 through a third party, which they also happen to own. So it was a sweet little deal till they got caught. And they only got caught because Trump ran for president. Oh, yeah, there was the sister that was the federal judge. Her tax is apparently also subject to scrutiny. So the prior reporting, which, again, was Pulitzer Prize winning, at the New York Times only suffered from the fact it competed with the Kavanaugh hearings for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah. And what happened to the sister of the former Supreme Court judge?
She retired.
She resigned quickly.
Now, Mary Trump's suing the whole family because they screwed her out of her inheritance. Because in part, this was a tax shield, but in part, this was screwing Mary Trump and a few others, apparently.
Wow. And of course,
but now he's got to go defend it under sworn oath, these depositions. This is not about a minor issue. This is about a massive tax fraud.
I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, if you say something's worth, you know, $10 million one day and it's worth $50 million the next, depending on who you're talking to and what paperwork you're filing, I mean, that's, perhaps a $10, $20, $40 million swing on just one property. Imagine that over time, over and over again, between laws and property tax, appeals, for example, and everything else. I mean, the guy, he's going to be under oath, and Donald Trump cannot tell the truth. So Donald Trump is going to perjure himself. Oh, you can take the fifth, but if you take a fifth or in a civil case, the fact that you took the fifth can and will be used against you in the court of law because it's not a criminal case.
So Trump and the two kids testifying Friday, not going to be in Greensboro. My first memories of Greensboro, I was a young man. I got dragged down to North Carolina. My mom had family down there, and we moved as a family in the Woody station wagon, U-Haul behind. And we moved to a city called Gardner, North Carolina. One of the first nights, watched the news there. And in Greensboro, North Carolina, there was a shootout. And I hadn't seen a lot of that in Wisconsin, where I hailed from. But there was a shootout between the Nazis and the KKK. And they were shooting it out in downtown Greensboro. Like, 5 people wounded, 7 people. You know, it was a pretty big deal. And I'm looking around, I'm thinking, man, I didn't know there was a Ku Klux Klan.
Or Nazis fighting each other.
This was in the early 1980s. Yeah. Or active Nazi parties, and they're out in the park shooting at each other.
The Hatfield McCoys.
I recall that. It was right shortly after we moved. Summer of 80, I bet. 1980. Anyways, we'll make time for callers.
Let's just recap
prior racist
some of these dates that we know about today, and hope for the best. So the Trump and the two kids, Ivanka and Jr., testifying under oath in the civil case, the Tish James fraud case. That's Friday. Friday. Next week, a week from today, the 18th, Bannon is going to court, right? And then Lindsey Graham, as reported over the weekend, Lindsey Graham is ordered by a judge to show up for the Fulton County grand jury in Georgia investigating that fraud. Lindsey Graham's got to show up August 2nd. And also, remember, the Tuesday, tomorrow, the time for the hearing is now noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And the Thursday, this coming Thursday, that one's been canceled. Too much information. That's going to be live next week, at least as the schedule permits. So a lot going on, a lot of things to keep in mind.
Did you put Senator Graham down for August 2nd?
August 2nd, yes, sir.
August 2nd. Make a note of it. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
They say singing can help you remember things, so here's some tips for parents out there during these tough times.
Number one!
Make sure your kids wash their hands for 20 seconds after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside.
Two!
Virtual play dates. Social and physical distancing can help save lives.
Three!
Tell them they're safe and show your love and pride. Yes, we'll get through this together.
Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.